years ago, Chaim Kreisler. Even a guy in Oilam, he knew Bavli, Yerushalmi, word by word, backwards, Midrashim. Remember, I came over once to visit him. And I told him, Reb Chaim, where is Yosef? Where is Yosef? Alek Gdolim have Sforim. Reb Chaim, where is Yosef? Where is Yosef? I never saw Yosef. So when I took out my first sefer and I came to get a comment from him, so I put down the sefer and then I told him, Reb Chaim, I'm a chutzpah, I'm not finished with sefer. I told him, Reb Chaim, where is your sefer? So first once he told me that he has a sefer, he got stoned, he got some mice. He told me, but I want to tell you a mice. Said that in Vilna, Reb Chaim Moisa, there's a yid in Vilna, I forgot the name. He was the Gadol Ador, bigger for Reb Chaim Moisa, as Eisi Gehez. And Reb Chaim Moisa took out his sefer, Achiezer, Reb Chaim Moisa asked that Goyen, where is your sefer? And the Goyen went to the closet, and he took out a book that he had a list of the Almonas and Yesemim that he took care of. A list. And he told them, this is my sefer. This is my sefer. And Reb Chaim told me, I also have such a sefer. And then I never understood it. Say it, you know, we know Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. Chesed, very chashuv, very wichtig. Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. With the years, I understand what it means. I'm not coming out to be masbig, you know what it means. But what I want to say is, as we spoke last week, we're starting at the beginning of the winter. There's a long winter in front of us. I think a person can take on himself. I'm asking together. I'm saying, Alamo, when I speak for myself. I'm asking with Blineda. Later, but everyone personally to work together on these achim. But we could take this long winter and to oved and avoida some midas, to take some midas and to be kind of some midas. A person has to know, saying again, when you're young you don't understand it. A person that is kind of couple midas, they say for Rabbi Israel said, it's harder to break a midah than to finish us. The person that is koina a midah, he's rich 24 hours with a midah. The person doesn't know what it means, the oisher, to be koina a midah. And I want, we'll start from leichter midas to schwerer midas. But the whole chokhmah and the whole idea is that we'll be koina the midas. And I'm saying, I'm asking for everyone, you know, to be oimed, and I want that in the end of the winter we'll stand and we'll have a couple nice midas that we manage to be kind. So the first midah that I wanted to speak about is midas ha-emes b'melem, not to have shekel. To speak about the midah, first we have to understand what is the chashivas of the midah. I think this midah has a lack. People don't understand what is the chashivas of midas ha-emes. Avada, what's this one, chazali? What is the chashivas? So I lie. I'm not speaking someone lies in the robbers of bank, yeah? I told him, what's my name? I said Yankel instead of Reuven. So people think that I'm Yankel. I said, Yankel. I said, Yankel or Reuven. If my father would call me Yankel, he is Yankel. I said, I'm Yankel. What's the name of Yankel or Reuven? It's the Gemara in Makis. The Gemara in Makis, Daf Chav Dalet or Mudalef. The Gemara says, Taryag Mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu, Bo Chavakuk, Bo. Then the Gemara goes down, Doiver Emes Bilevov. The Gemara says, one of the Tanoim, one of the Nevi'im, was Maimidan Shloishesra. One of the mitzvahs that he was ma'amid is doiver emes bilevavo. So the Gemara, what is doiver emes bilevavo? Kigoyin Rav Safra. Rav Safra was standing in the middle of davening, and someone wanted to buy something from Rav Safra. So he offered a price. But Rav Safra was davening. So Rav Safra kept quiet. So the guy went up and up. Rav Safra kept quiet. The guy carried on, you know. Till Rav Safra finished, made an Oseh Shalom. Rav Safra turned and told him, my plan was to give it to you in the first place. So take it. This is Doiver Emes Gulevovoi. This is the Madrege that we want everyone to be. This is what the Gemara says. If you start to think to yourself, what is this for? Rav Safra is allowed to sell Lamazan, he's selling a table. He's allowed to sell it for $1 million? Yes. There's a guy that wants us to buy it for $1 million. Rav Safra, the guy gave 100,000. Rav Safra didn't say nothing. Not yes, not no. 200, 300. He got the $1 million. Why Rav Safra can't sell his table for $1 million? Well, he told the guy that he's going to sell it for 100,000. And the Gemara says, no. It's a nishgut. And you have to be diver emes bilevavo. We see that there's epis and a madrege in emes, we'll try to get to, that is the inyan. What is this inyan? So what if Rav Safra really thought inside his head that he's going to sell it for 100,000? So what? So he wanted to sell it for 100,000. He didn't make up with a guy, he didn't hint to the guy, and the guy is offering $1 million now. Rav Safra was the type, Shaitin Digmar, he would go to the market and he had a diamond to sell and he wanted $1 million. If a guy came and offered $2 million, he said, no, but I plan to sell it for $1 million. So I plan. Baruch Hashem, the market is better. What is this Indian of Doiver Emes Bilevavo? Shteido, not like we understand. Shteido, that the musik to say Emes is a musik farzich. It's a madrege that a person has to come to be emes. And we want that a person will be emes, that even what he thinks to do, he does. And he doesn't change his mind. And when a person comes to such a madrege of emes, this is what the Novi is asking Klal Yisrael to be, doiver emes bilevavo. Chazal say, doiver shkorim, lo yikoin keneged einai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have in his mechitza a person that lies. A person that lies doesn't have mokim to be near HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no mokim for a person that speaks shekel to be near HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the reason the pasuk says, midvar sheker tirchak. Midvar sheker tirchak. Chisomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. Chisomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. This is the chisam of Hashem, emes. If you want to have shaychas, you have to have shaychas to chisomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. So now we have to know, what is this zach? But as I state, Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer, Orchis Yosha. The first thing that he picked, but it's emes. But I don't want to go into the Kabbalah in Yonim, but forget it. The Shteitak in Sforim, that the emes starts with the Aleph, because this is be'emes sheker ein l'raglaim, emes yesh l'raglaim, the emes is be'etzem the base of the whole aliyah of Ruchmias. And we'll try to explain it a little bit. I want to get to Avodah L'maaseh. But a person has to know that the Hatzloche in Aliyas Ruchnis, a person to become a Ben Teire, to become a Ben Aliyah, to become somewhere higher, a higher Madrege, has to be based on Emes. And it can be based on Sheker. Chazal say, it's more in Sof Ksuve, in Sof Perek Amadir and Ksuves, that when Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you know, before he went to die, so he asked the Malachamovis to take him up, So he took him up, and he threw him into his place in the Shemaim, and he went in. And the Malach HaBavos held on to his beged, and he was trying to pull him back. So he made a shavua that he's not leaving Gan Eden. Zag the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch, so they went to Beis Shel Baala. They want, you know, he's a living person. He can't be an Elamed. But he made a shavua not to live, not to leave. So the psak was Azay Zag the Gemara. If when he was living, he made a Toras Nedarim, we'll make a Toras Nedarim for him also here. If he never made a Toras Nedarim, so we will leave him inside. So they checked, and he never made a Toras Nedarim, and he left him inside. Check in Sforim. A Toras Nedarim, it's not absolutely Emes. It's a Toras Nedarim. If in this world his Madrege was so absolute Emes, that he never had to be Matir Neder, his neshama is so emes, so if he said that he's staying, we can be Matir Shvur. If he's in the Madrege that he changed, so he's not an absolute emes, so we could take down his Madrege. It's Bavus, I don't remember from who I heard it. I heard it from one of the Shem or the Gdoy, I don't remember, but I heard it from the Koyris, Ne'emonim Lemala Bakoydesh. That a person that comes to the Madrege of Emes, to the absolute Emes, when he gives a bracha, his brachas are miskayim. This is the reason that people that were not in higher Madregas, and the brachas are miskayim, I'm not saying that this is a reason to convince people to become, I'll show you a little bit. They bench, and it happens. Because they're Emes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't break their emes. If a person that is called Kulay Emes, I met once a person in my life, so it's a lot more, but one that I know, that is called Kulay Emes. Kol Kulay Emes. Ish Emes. The Medrash brings down, I'm saying, what I'm trying to explain is like this, it's two parts. Is the real Madrege that we have to get to, and we have to understand that a person that becomes a Ish Emes, it's a kinyan. A person learns he doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. And if he has to lie, he will have to pay money. He doesn't lie. I know every time when you start to think about working, it is a big problem, you know, when you fly, they ask you if it's your stuff or not. How, you know, but how you could plan not to lie, you know, the first flight that you take, you have to lie, yeah? If you start to say you got envelopes, you'll start to open them, yeah? Yeah, we'll find eight, a Bal Emes will find eights. I say, It's ready, Madrege. He doesn't take all the shekel out of his mouth. I'm saying, the Matorah is to become an Ish Emes. At least that when I ask you if you lie or not, to remember in the airport I have to lie. Yeah. It's a start. It's a start. Not that. Yes, no, you lied? I don't remember. I never lied. Tell the guy, I asked, I tried. Call that guy, we'll go after you. Find the guy, you lied? I never lied. Didn't lie the last 2 weeks? No. When you came back last week. You for sure lied. Yeah. This has to be the avoid of emes. But we'll go before. The Medrash brings down that was a person that came and he had a lot of aveiros. And he came to one of the tzaddikim, the Medrash says. And he said, Rebbe, I want to do tshuva, but I can't. So he told him, mekabel himself and yourself not to lie. So he said, only that, all the aveiros in the world you could do, you're not, but you have to make a shvur chamur that you'll never lie. And chutz from that, he says you could do what you want. Kitzur, the mother says, on the first day, by night, he decides he's going to rob her house. And he thought, 1 second, when he goes out, the police will catch him, they will ask him what happened. He'll have to say, I stole it, I put him in prison. It's not worth it. Then he wanted to go somewhere else, but his parents didn't let him to go. So I come home, my parents will ask me where I went. I can't say. Kitzur, like this, he was chayzer b'tshuva. The medrash, tashena medrash, yeah. The medrash is coming to say a message. Most of the things that a person does, the averas, if he learns not to be a shakran, he doesn't do them. He doesn't do them. A person doesn't realize how the whole day, yeah, he stays in bed a little bit late to say that. That's chavrusa, he didn't feel good. Yeah, it's shaker. If he doesn't say shaker, he knows, he gets up, I was lazy to come. Yeah. Like tomorrow he will not have a chavrusa. He knows. A person doesn't realize, this is what the medrash means to say. It's state in the Gemara, in Shabbos, in Tadav Eliyahu, and Bereas Oilom, and Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to build, make Sheker in the world. Sheker was only made for Oivra Aveira. A person that is not Oivra Aveira doesn't need Sheker. He never needs to lie. The person that needs to lie is the Oivra Aveira. And the person has to know again, it's not stamp, okay, it's a midah meguna. It's chisoma shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu yochoy lo yegucho ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein ani vehu yochoy lomlodu b'mechitza achas. Hashem cannot be. Lo yikoyim doivo shkohim lo yikoyim leneged einai. Lo yikoyim leneged einai. Why I'm decided after to speak on this message, on this Indian of emes. Emes, a person has to know, it's a very easy midah to win. It's not gaive, it's not taive, it's not bitochen, it's not ishtadlis. It's only to get used to. But again, the medrash says that a person that has sheker, does aveiros. And a person that manages to become emes is not nichshol aveiros. This is the Metzius. If a person manages to become a Ish Emes, the Gemara in Yevomis brings down a Maisa. Loshen Gemara is say, Rava v'kometzar le de Bisayu. He had a good wife. Yeah. Every time if he asked her to do something, she would do the other thing. Ovali tufuchi, ovali chamtzi. Sweet, she made sour. Every time, what he wanted, didn't forget. He got al chiyabrei when his son became a bit older. So when his father would tell my mother to do something, he would say the other thing to the mother. So it came straight. Rechmon says, I know the story. The kid said, Amach shalom bayit in Rav's house. So Rav Chiyah, the son of Rav, when he would get a message, tell mommy to do today for lunch, this, he would know what she tells, what she does forget, and he would tell her forget. So Rav told him, oh, I le'imach. No. Mommy became, Baruch Hashem, she became good. Oh, well, I don't come up here. Your wife didn't become better. I just turned over for you. So the Gemara, so he yelled at him, Lamdu l'shoinam sheker. How you learn? Samot nezach. Rav is suffering all of his life. Just say forget it, you'll have a good life. What, instead of having all of your life aggravation, just turn over and it'll be alright. The Teretz is, das is sheker. Emes doesn't do that. Emes is chesama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Emes. Ki ata uchai v'kayim. It's Emes, the real Emes. The complete Emes. This is chesama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Chesama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The Gemara says, Osu liknu yivtas ha-priyas. You're not allowed to. The Gemara says, if you want to invite a person, you're not allowed to invite him to your house. and you know he will not come, you're not allowed to invite him. You're not allowed. The Yerushalmi in the end of the second parak of Makkos, the person, people think that he knows two masechtas, and he knows only one, he has to say that he knows only one. Why? So, I don't think I'm a little bit better from what I am. What's his? Emes. This is Chesom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. So I think there's a lot of Chazalim. I think before the Chazalim, the Onshim, the Musagim of Emes, a person has to try to be kind of this minyan of Emes till we'll get to the Madrege. Doiver emes bilavavoy. Doiver emes bilavavoy. Chazal said that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. We will say, stupid, he lost $1 million. He could have sold it much more. And Chazal said, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's chisome shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. To be an ish emes. So you cannot be moitzi sheker mipiv. And this is a midah that a person has to be koinen. And again, like all the midahs that we speak about, a person can't say, you know, again, when I'll be 40, you know, like emes for 40 years old, it sounds a good zach. You know, most of I'm a young bach, smach bach, you know, let me know with emes. Let's punk forget. The midah of emes in sheker, it's a midah. The younger, he brings down Chankin, yes, from the shla. But the younger that you start to work on it, you manage. The older that you become, is not shaykh to work on it. And chas v'shalom, a person could be in a matzav, he comes up to the shamayim, he's a good learner, a big talmid chochem, all of the ma'ilas, and Hashem says, but please stand on the side. Doiver shkorim lo yikun k'neged einay. It's not shaykh, you know. Everything good, but you know, on the side. On the side. David was calling him, Yikin Kenegan Eina. It's a Shrekle Chazach. And Mitzad Shemi, the people that work on MS, Chisomi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS, they will stand Tachas Yoda Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, how a person gets in his Madrege to come to the MS? I think what we have to start is a lot of madrigas. It's going of das. Yeah? You show. Yeah? Going of das could be, you know, you finish the daven already, and you just pull a little bit more, you're embarrassed to finish the daven early, you know? So you schlep the Yisra Shalom, yeah? You're also lying. Yeah? There's a lot of Deva Shkoi. A lot of Deva Shkohim, a lot of different Minhagim of Emes. I think, to start, we'll start this week. But people that are not Shaykh, you know, I don't know what to tell them. Deva Shkohim lo yikon k'neged einay, no, chas v'shalom. This week, we'll try to get it until next Monday. But to mekabel on ourselves. Iye asher lo iye. Even if you have to fly. Iye asher lo iye. You're not saying a sheker out of your mouth. Aleph. Base. You said a sheker. You go over to the person, you say, I'm sorry I lied. It's not true. It's the only way to work on it. You'll find yourself, you slipped. You're sitting at a table, there's an extra piece of chicken. Yeah? You're planning to eat it, yeah? A guy comes, we could take. Someone has to come. You know what has to come, yeah? But you know what to tell him? Someone has to come. Who is the someone? Myself, yeah? So first, this week you're not lying. You lied, you call him. No. You don't have to give it to him. I didn't say I have to give it. You tell him, I'm the someone. But a person doesn't realize. The Yitzhar Hore makes a person the whole time to lie. A guy tells you a pshat, yeah, I also chapted. You didn't chap. You don't realize, you lie 24 hours. Yeah, for sure, this is the kasha here. A second ago, you didn't chap, yet it was masbit to you. You're not even a bad person. Yeah. This we used to. Check it out. To when I learned yesterday, 11. Look, what is 11? 11. You don't realize. A person doesn't realize how much shekel he says. To have a Kabbalah till next Monday, not even one shekel. This is the Aleph Bet. No shekel. The second thing, this is a bit harder, to try, so, to have at least five times till next Monday, a Dover MS Bilavavai. So you have to know, there's no limit to Dover MS Bilavavai. So I told you, I met once at Ish MS. Very Choshev Yid. Ish MS, years he worked on MS. He explained to me then that MS means if you plan to learn tonight at 2 o'clock, you learn till 2 o'clock. This is Deva MS Bilavavai. You plan to get up 7 o'clock, you get up 7 o'clock. Deva MS Bilavavai. What he plans, he does. The Gemara explains, even with a person could make so much money, he stayed Deva MS Bilavavai. I'm saying, to find five times that you wanted to do something, and you change your mind, but you're doing it because you wanted, because you decided to do it. Five times. To try to find five times. Again, no shekel. I will try bringing it to test some of the guys, if it works out. No shekel. No shekel till next Monday. No shekel. B'shuk pari v'ayicha. Iyah asher iyah. You don't lie. And the second thing, to try to find five times to work on Midas HaEmes. The person has to know, if you manage this Midah, it's a givaldike Midah. You never lose from the Emes. People have a very big scare. You know, they lie and they lie. It's like a knot, you know, around, you know, sometimes like you're busy covering the lies. A person that is MS, it's so smooth, sigeit. And it's chusam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bazunda siyata dishmaya. I saw, I don't remember where, you know, I don't understand to say, you know, especially in the of MS, but of medak exam. But if I remember right, I saw somewhere that a person that has the Madrega of Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Siyata Dishmaya Lechaven La'amito Shel Teir. Moses says that Lechaven La'amito Shel Teir does a Siyata Dishmaya. To know the red doesn't mean Siyata Dishmaya. This is other Yubal Kishon, other you look in the right places, it's to know the red, yeah? But to Mechaven, to say a new real terms, to Mechaven La'amito Shel Teir, Gemara says Siyata Dishmaya. Who manages the Mechaven La'amita Shel Teira? The person that has the Madrega of Emes. The more Emes that you are, you Mechaven more La'amita Shel Teira, because you're Emes. And the Gemara says, Be'uk gives Siyata Dishmaya. The Emes is Siyata Dishmaya. So if a person will manage to get to this Madrega, to be Emes, no Sheker, and five times to manage to do something only because I decided to do it, hopefully we'll have a beginning of a Kenyan in Ellis.